This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Bentornati. Come stiamo oggi? È martedì. Happy Tuesday. It's also my nephew's birthday, so I want to give a special shout out to Walker. Happy birthday, little buddy. He's only 2 years old. He's so cute. I miss him. And with that being said, we can officially start today's episode. Let's begin with the translation challenge as we always do. La frase oggi è: l'importante è avere una pronuncia chiara. Let me say that one more time. L'importante è avere una pronuncia chiara. Think about it. How would you say that sentence in English? I'm curious. At the end of the episode, I will tell you exactly how to say it. And now let's begin with today's one big thing. And I'm going to ask you guys a question. We have British English. We have American English. Is one of those better than the other? It's actually not a simple question. There are many pros and cons to each, also depending on the situation you're in, depending on your plans and your goals. Perhaps one is better than the other. However, I want to be very clear that objectively, and you guys know how I feel about that word, objectively, there is no better version of English. What I mean is, there's not one English that is right and the other types of English are wrong. There are even different variations of English within the United Kingdom. There are different variations of English within the United States. And let's be clear, none of these variations is better than the others. There are standards. You know, in the UK, they have RP, received pronunciation, which is considered probably proper and correct English. But we need to be careful with the word correct. Other forms of English are not incorrect. They're just different. Other forms of English might use grammar slightly differently. But that could be a pro. Maybe different types of grammar forms or different verb tenses allow different expression and different communication. We know that when comparing English and Italian, there are different verb tenses and we describe time differently. Even within English, there are different verb tenses. And I can give you guys a simple example. In standard English, and when I say standard, I'm meaning general American English, which I should clarify that. I don't necessarily mean standard English. I'm saying standard American English. There is no verb tense where you can say, we be working. We be working. However, in African American vernacular English, you can say, yeah, we be working. And it's a different verb tense. It does not exist in standard American English. Is it wrong? No, it's not. It has its own meaning. It has its own description of time. We be working is not we're working. It is not we are working. It's we be working. And this verb tense is used to describe something that you're often doing, something that you're always habitually doing. Maybe you're even doing it too much. So for example, if every day I call my friend and he's working and he's working and he's working, I can say, You be working. Now, is that standard American English? No, it's not. It's African American vernacular English, which is its own variation of English. Of course, when you go to school, they teach standard versions of English. And yes, I do recommend learning those. But I want to be clear that they're not necessarily better than the others. They're not necessarily right and the others are wrong. We just have a standard that everyone uses, especially in formal contexts. But there are many other variations of English. And when we talk about the difference between UK and US English, we see some similar differences. There are a few different uses in grammar. One example is when we use the word just, cioè appena, o appena fatto qualcosa. In British English, they tend to use present perfect. In American English, we tend to use simple past. The meaning in the end is basically the same. So for example, if you want to say, ho appena fatto una doccia, in British English, they would say, I've just had a shower. In American English, we would say, I just took a shower. And in this sentence, there are really two differences. The first is what I said, the verb tenses. British English uses present perfect, I've just had. American English uses simple past, I just took, without the auxiliary have. And you probably noticed that the verb choice is different too. That's because at times vocabulary is different as well between variations of English. In British English, they say to have a shower. In American English, we say to take a shower. In Italian, you say fare una doccia. So this is what I like about languages. They're fascinating. They're unique. It's fun to learn these idiosyncrasies about different languages. And if you learned anything from today's podcast episode, I hope it's just that you realize there is no better English. They're all different, and there is a standard, but it's not right, and the others are wrong. It's just the standard. And this brings me to today's question of the day. Today's question of the day is, what's my favorite English accent? And to be honest, I like most English accents. Again, I find them fascinating, sometimes funny, sometimes beautiful, or even romantic. One of my favorite accents is Irish, irlandese. It's simpatico, I think it's funny. Instead of saying my for il mio, they say me. So this is me, friend. Honestly, I cannot imitate the Irish accent very well, so I won't even try. I really like it, though. And one other English accent that I like is African American vernacular English, simply called Black English at times. I like Black English accent as well. I think it's fun. It's friendly. For example, maybe with my friends, we speak like that at times. It's probably difficult to understand, similar to Irish, or maybe the most difficult accent to understand, in my opinion, is Scottish. But even though it can be difficult to understand, I really like it, just because, as I said, I think it's fun and friendly, and it's a little bit playful. It's not standard, but I like it anyway. All right, so maybe you guys learned a little bit about English and pronunciation today. And do you remember our translation challenge? The sentence was, L'importante è avere una pronuncia chiara. And I chose this sentence because whether you choose to learn British English or American English, you're always going to be speaking English as a second language, unless you're a native speaker. So if you're learning a second language, don't worry too much about having the perfect British accent or the perfect American accent. L'importante è avere una pronuncia chiara. And how would you say that sentence in English? My answer today is, the important thing is having a clear pronunciation. Certamente per dire l'importante, in inglese non possiamo dire the important. Dobbiamo aggiungere cosa, the important thing, is, e per avere, dopo il verbo is, dopo to be, di solito una forma ing va bene, ma sinceramente anche un infinito va bene qui. Quindi se hai detto the important thing is to have, è decisamente accettabile. Io ho usato comunque la forma ing, che va bene. The important thing is having a clear pronunciation. L'ultima parte, l'ultima parola è pronunciation, che ironicamente è difficile pronunciare. Pronunciation. And questo vuol dire la pronuncia. Non è pronounce. Pronounce è un verbo. Pronunciare. La pronuncia, il sostantivo, si dice pronunciation. The important thing is having a clear pronunciation. That is the answer to today's translation challenge. And that is the end of today's episode. As always, if you guys like English, I am a teacher. I have an online academy. I want to mention that in the podcast sometimes. If you're not a student in my academy, you can check it out at bringlese.com. And if not, I will see you tomorrow, Wednesday, for another brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. So, thank you guys one more time for following, and thank you for listening. I'll talk to you very soon. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Peace out, everybody.